blazer ist was zu sein mehr. Helle Mischeloi, Sha'ata Mischelcho Sheloi, you have to give her a Kodesh Baruch Hu what's really his, like it says, Sha'ata Mischelcho Sheloi, Echei B'dovid Oime Ki Mimecho HaKoil, U'miyot Chonesan Eloi, everything came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they gave you back yours. Then secondly, for the Mishnah, Shon Oime Amalach B'derech B'Shein Amafik Mishnah, so Oime Manoi Lazer, Manoi Nirzer, Oime Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oime Kodesh Baruch. Okay, so the first half of the Mishnah. Tell the Mishnah like, Achas Shana Tana, Eich HaShchina Yemasara, Vafilim Echot. So is the moral trying to explain the Hemshel of the previous Mishnah. So it's said to see the Shchina's with Asara, Vafilim Echot. Mizet Teda V'Tavin, Ki Kol HaShel Adam V'Lashem Yisbarach. You see that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hashra's Hashchina that we have in these places, we have to understand that it's not the Pshat Ki'ilu that if I did Lamash, if I do something very nice, the mayor of the town or the governor the province is going to come to me and pay me a visit and say you're great, you're wonderful, and so on and so forth. That's not the good marshal for it. Now, that's on Muscovician, it sounds to us like, you know, if a guy does a wonderful thing, if it was only one person, three people, five people, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to give him a Yashar Koach. The marshal for it is very different. The marshal, for instance, what does it take to get geese to your pond? The ponds here are full of geese. If you have a pond, the geese come there because that's the natural habitat. Certain fish come there because that's the natural habitat. Shrasher Muslim have their things. In other words, things come to be in their natural habitat because it's their place. Hashur Sashchina, Havdol, is also the Pshat, the Shchina. There is mekomos that are shchinedik in mekomos, and therefore the shchina comes to roost over there because that's the place for the shchina, so to speak. So, if you see that there is no metzias, you don't need anything special in this world. But even one person's learning can create ashras hashchina. So the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom is still in this world. If there would, you know, it's on the tzad, so to speak, that there is a, that there's such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'mashal, was chasashon, mesalik himself in the world. That in the Mahalchei Briya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said goodbye to the world and left, then you wouldn't have the Hechetimtz of Ashras Hashchina even by one person. It wouldn't exist. You have the Hechetimtz of Ashras Hashchina by having, because the place is naturally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is naturally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place. And it's just a question of taking away a roadblock. So even when we give Bechira, it's not that we were given Bechira to create a Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're given Bechira to be Mesalik, the Ikuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come back. There's a very famous pasuk in Shir Hashirim, a lot of Chassidish Torahs have done it, and so on. Bosi Ligani Achoisi Kala. I've come to my God. So, it's not... It's a marshal on HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Masher Shechinasei back in the world. It doesn't say Bosi Lagan Levaker. Or you say, I see you made a beautiful gun. I'd like to come here. Bosi Lagani means I've come back to my garden. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, it was all his. We chased him out. We made it inhospitable for him, uninhabitable for him. And when we remove those kaviyahol, when we remove those ikuvim the Shechina comes back again. So the Telem Mishaloi is Atas Choshaloi. No one has a meal. We're not talking that because we think that the world came about by itself. That's Pashuk. But we're talking to somebody who says, listen, once a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, for the Tzarech HaBechira, correct, but that Tzarech HaBechira includes a mine, a his, a yours, and ours, and etc. So that means that that things are going to be that things are going to be fine. It's no longer Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Metzalik himself. So the pasuk tells you no. There is not, it's not a siluk. A Kadosh Baruch Hu asked himself as Menei himself, but when you give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like Hashem is a Veda of sorts. So just like if I give back an Aveda, I don't feel giving the person give back his. The whole world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu to him. ואוי צם אמיד המשפור קרם על המחסב לברוכה כלומנם מקודש השמיים. שם לשם עצום לא יהיה. רב לוי רמי, כסי לשם עצום לא יהיה, כסי משם שעשם עצום אדם, וקש כאן ברוך מהר ברוך עד כאן, בבית כמר. ובי הזה, כי שמו יסבר חל על כל הדברים שם בוילם. לפי שכל השבר השם יסבר בוילם בוי, לכבודי ברוי, כמו שיסבר. ולפי כך הכל וקודש השמיים, so you say like this, that the emes, every single thing in the world has a chalois of Shem Shemayim on it, because it's created lechvoidai, and therefore everything is kodesh Shemayim. I want to explain this point. It's an important hagdara. The hakadosha. And when we use the term to be magdi something, means that something has been tagged with a tachlis. Something has been dedicated to something means I've tagged it with a tachlis. So the tachlis of the Bria, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, l'chvoidai, so the entire Bria is kodesh Shemayim. It's been tagged with a tachlis. So just like when I'm magdish a chayfetz, it means that I'm taking the chayfetz with a tachlis. It's for kodesh Shemayim. Here it's a broader sense of hakdosha for something. The everything in the world is dedicated for inyan of Shemayim, which is kvod yisbarach. Let's, I guess, reemphasize it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So that's his ma'aseh, that's his bria. Besides creating the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a tachlis and impressed the tachlis into every nekuda of the bria, and that tachlis is the gilui of kvod Shemayim. Well, the fika kol kvod Shemayim. Rak mitzad shehis baruch hu baruch, v'chol ashu baruch mashpia habroch lezlosei. Bezeyan baruch shetolema baruch atshmashpia lezlosei. Because ha'odom oime baruch atoa v'tolema mitzad shu baruch mashpia lacha u'boire kol dova. V'ozi yotze lechulim shelena acha mimena. So he explains as follows. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything in the world still carries in itself the stamp of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let go of the world because he created the whole world with a Laman. And as long as that Laman hasn't been fulfilled yet, for the Kvodai, that the world still has that Mitzias stamped on it. There is another mida that's called baruch, and the mida of baruch is that a kadosh baruch hu is mashpia onto everything around, everything further out, and so on. The Gaon speaks about it, and I got a kadosh baruch hu about it being an oxymoron, which really shows both sides of that. HaKadosh, HaKadosh, and Baruch Hu. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mahalach of Baruch, which means that the things in the world that are his are mashpia and shefeya outward. Because Adam Oymeh Baruch HaTor, so Oymeh Tzatshu Baruch Mashalacha, Uberi Kol Dava, Oz Yotze Lechul, Sheyeh Nene Acha Mimenu. So he's saying something very, very interesting. But let's give a marshal for this. Let's say I have an object in my house. Let's say I have a pen sitting on a writing table. Pen is not terribly expensive. Somebody comes and just takes it, uses it without asking permission. So I get highly annoyed because I say to myself, disregarding my bylaws and so on and so forth. No, I get very, very annoyed with it. Okay. Let's say I have I'm a big campaigner on behalf of people writing for the Lishon Torah. It's a big sheif of mine, and I want to encourage it. I want to tell people to do it. That's my attitude, my mahalach. So the person picks up a pen and he says, and I provide pen and paper and stipend for that purpose. Then somebody sees a pen and he says, okay, you want me to write a chaburah with your stuff. You want people to use your stuff. I'm using it for that tachlis. When I do it, then my pu'ula is in line with the tachlis, and therefore it's a pu'ula that's not a hafgah from Kodesh, but a realization of Kodesh. Had a Kodesh Baruch Hu not created or implanted a mahalach of Baruch, so there is no hashpah milamala, and b'meila we have no right to tap into it, because if we do tap into it, it's a pshat v'kilu being maskiya shemayim. When somebody has something that's his and I use it, it means one or two things. It means I don't recognize his bailus on it. Or the second thing is, it means that the use that I'm getting out of it is in line with your bailus. You own the pen, and you want to write the Torah, and you said that anybody who writes the Torah should please take a pen and a paper from you and use it to write the Torah. So this is a key amount. So I've taken off the chisaron of the chisaron. I don't know the chisaron of being kodesh, but the obstacle of being kodesh has been replaced, because since it's a hanhagah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Baruch, so that becomes the chalif then.
Only
משפיע. מצד זה מקו למבריא את השפעה זויס, ויועצה כל חולן להיות עוד הנער ממנו. So it's by virtue of the fact that the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made brochet, is a mashpia, everything gets that the world gets that hashpa, and there it's shayach hashpiyot to the chulin. Within the midah of hashpa, that's where things can go out the chulin. The I guess there's a certain knage in both parts of this. What happens to what goes into the things is what designates its metzias. So if the entire world is there for everyone else, then there's no halosh and kodesh in the bria. If it's there for the Shem, for just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, then there's no makom hetz to mefkia from there. It's only because there's sort of a compromise that the world is created taka lechama mechfeidei, but in a certain oifen. So that's where it's shayach to have that by taking and using it right, that's where I'm fulfilling what is supposed to be, not sidetracking it. Umikomakoy, mevor hu inyan zeh shemane bikan, מאחר שכל הדברים אשר נמצאים בעולם הקרוב עם קודש ברך, אם כן כל אשר בעולם מה הכל שלו, כמו שאמר לשם עצם לא היה. כלי, מפני שהכל נבל חווידי יסברך, אם כן הכל שלו. כמו שאמר הכוסף גם כן, מלא יכול ארץ כבוידי. לא יאמר הארץ מלא מכבוידי. רק מלא יכול ארץ כבוידי. In other words, the afchone is, it's not the pshat, that if it would say Aretz Mala Mechvaydei, it would mean there's a world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has descended into the world, captured the world, and put its cover in totally into this world. That would be the Aretz Mala Mechvaydei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken his covenant and brought it to the world. Meloi chol arz kvaydei, pirushik me l'ashem arzom loyo, so I'm a meloi chol arz kvaydei, or kvaydei Yisrael. What he's saying is, not that the world is full with his covenant, but that the fullness of the world is his covenant. Meloi chol arz kvaydei means that the world in its entirety is kvaydei Hashem. Well, kvaydei Yisrael. וזה שם אתן לי משלוי כעתה ושלחו שלוי. כי מאחר שהכל השם יסברך, לא מהיר לבוא וכרש השם יסברך משלוי. Now, it's an important tfisa, I guess, in a person's mentality. When a person wants to give tzedak and so on. Let's say a person has if a person has his own money, even if he has millions and billions of dollars, and he has to give an ani $10, it's a little hard because it's his money. He earned it, it's his money, he's connected to it, and that's that. Let's say a person works as a secretary for Reichman Brothers or somebody very wealthy, and he's given a list of people to write out checks to, or his own discretion, then nothing, I mean, it doesn't affect him in any way emotionally, the giving of the money. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not my money. It's the question, when I give something and I felt bad about it, that's because it's mine. So even financially, it's a tiny pinprick. It's not a big deal. But the whole thing is that in the kud of mindness, that becomes a problem. If I'm writing a check on somebody else's account, I'm a gizbet stucker, I don't know, charge of disbursement of discretionary fund, there's no sense of that. why, and that's why he says, once you have the Hagasha, that everything is still a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he hasn't changed that, then there's no Ruah Levav when he has to, when he passes it on, when he gives it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a Gizbar. I was told to write a check like this. I'm writing it. That's that. Okay, any questions?
No.
No, so. No.
No.
That's good.
Okay.